And so it was that thought that I had in my mind that I wanted to bring a little word tonight from another lady in the Bible who showed great faith and out of great poverty. The story is found in 1 Kings in chapter 17. It's a very well-known story in the life of Elijah. But it's not so much Elijah that I want to think about tonight. It's the woman. This unnamed widow who had a little son that she loved so much. And to see this woman's faith in operation. Let's read the verses, 1 Kings 17, verse 8. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and live in the village of Zarephath, near the city of Sidon. There is a widow there who will feed you. I have given her my instructions." That's a remarkable statement. So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gates of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he asked her, "Would you please bring me a cup of water?" As she was going to get it, he called to her, "Bring me a bite of bread too." But she said, "I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. And I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal. Then my son and I will die." But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and cook that last meal. But bake me a little loaf of bread first. Afterward, there will still be enough food for you and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be plenty of flour and oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." So she did as Elijah said. And she and Elijah and her son continued to eat from her supply of flour and oil for many days. For no matter how much they used, there was always enough left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Sometime later, the woman's son became sick. He grew worse and worse, and finally he died. She then said to Elijah, "O man of God, what have you done to me? Have you come here to punish my sins by killing my son?" But Elijah replied, "Give me your son." And he took the boy's body from her, carried him up to the upper room where he lived, and laid the body on his bed. Then Elijah cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, why have you brought tragedy on this widow who has opened her home to me, causing her son to die?" And he stretched himself out over the child three times, and cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, please let this child's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's prayer, and the life of the child returned. And he came back to life. Then Elijah brought him down from the upper room and gave him to his mother. "Look, your son is alive," he said. Then the woman told Elijah, "Now I know for sure that you are a man of God and that the Lord truly speaks through you." It's a very moving story, but for me a very remarkable story of a woman who had outstanding faith. She's an unnamed widow. She never built a five-story building or had all the work that we've seen Colleen Reddit built. She exercised her faith and lived her faith out in her own home. No one saw this woman's faith except Elijah. And I want just to try and concentrate on that idea tonight, that where do we live out our Christian life in the main? Where do we demonstrate our faith in God? In our own home. With those that know us best. And see every action of our life. Faith is for living daily in our own family circumstance. And the question that I've been asking myself of recent days, we talk about living by faith. Do I really live by faith? Faith like this woman. This woman, she had faith in the word of the Lord. She had faith in the promise of the Lord. And she had faith, I believe, in the power of the Lord. Let me try and expand that a little and bring, if I can, a personal challenge to every one of us tonight. Let's think about the woman's faith in regards to the word of the Lord. In verse 9, the instruction to Elijah is, there is a widow there in this village. And it's a remarkable fact that the village Zarephath was beyond the border of Israel, the most unlikely place to find someone with faith in that regard. So you'll find a widow there who will feed you. Says God to Elijah, I have given her my instructions. I've thought about that. This little phrase is a fascinating statement. This woman received a message or a communication of some nature, a word from the Lord. How did it come to her? I have no idea. But it's clear to me that she knew that Elijah was coming. So that when Elijah arrived, it was no surprise to the woman. She had already been instructed that she had a role to fill for God in meeting the need of his servant. The Lord says, I've given her my instructions. And it's interesting that in our first exchange of conversation with Elijah when he arrives and asks for something to eat, she says in response, I swear by the Lord your God. I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. It is amazing that God would ask someone with nothing to provide for his servant. That's been God's way of things down through the years. It's an amazing fact that people like Colleen Reddit, who have a huge amount of money to see raised up each month, you would be amazed at how many widows and people with very little who contribute to a work of this nature. God, in a remarkable way, uses people with very little to provide for those that have a need. This woman, I would suggest to you tonight, took the Lord at his word and believed and obeyed. Her faith in the word of the Lord was real. Is my faith real? How real is your faith tonight? It's impossible to please God without faith. That's Hebrews 11. And it was by faith in that great chapter that Abraham obeyed when called to leave his home and go to another land. And the whole thrust of Hebrews 11 tells us and reminds us that those who love God live by faith. Faith in his word. And so I am challenged in my own life tonight. Do I live each day by faith? Do I live resting, leaning, being guided by the word of God? I can never live by faith on his word if I don't read it. I need to be reading. I need to be listening. I need to be hearing the communication, the message that comes from God to my own heart. And God is still communicating through his word. So we have to take seriously the instructions that God gives us each day how to live. And live by faith. The woman did that. Her faith was not only in the word of the Lord, but her faith was in the promise of the Lord. Elijah says, use the little that you have left. And first give to God. Give to the Lord's servant. Give me this little piece of bread or this loaf or whatever it was she had to make. And after that, there will be plenty of flour left in the jar and there will be oil to cook. After you've done what God has asked you to do. Do first. Give God first place. And then after, there will be provision. God promises her there will be provision for many days to come. So this woman began each new day relying on the provision of God. Her faith was real. She believed and accepted the promise given to her by the Lord. It's easy for us to teach and preach in church that you become a Christian by faith. Ephesians 2:8, for by faith, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So we come and we accept by faith God's gift of salvation. But after that, we're prone to live our Christian life on our own strength. And so we have to ask ourselves tonight very simple questions. Who gives me the daily strength to live? Who gives me my employment? Who meets my need? Who gives me wisdom as parents to guide my family? Who gives me help in everything I do, whether it be in the home, at work, or in the church? As we work with children and boys and girls, we come to minister to them, to give to them, to provide for them. Is it the Lord that we're relying on? Or is it on our own ability, our own strength, our own knowledge? It's easy for a preacher to preach a sermon. Having preached for 40 years, it's not difficult to find a sermon. But am I here tonight giving you the word that the Lord has given to me that I should bring this message to you tonight? Am I trusting that I've got the Lord's message? Have I prayed? Have I waited on the Lord? Have I said, Lord, please help me to be guided to the particular message you want me to give, whether it be this morning or this evening? Am I living each day by faith? I remember many, many years ago. Sometimes there's little incidents in your life you never forget. I was working in South Wales in the mining valleys. I visited this dear lady, a widow of many years. I said, you live alone? She says, oh no, I live with the Lord every day. What do you mean? She says, in the morning I have to take out my ashes from a coal fire. I'm a bit frail, so I ask the Lord to help me, guide me to get the ashes from the fire to the dustbin. And the Lord helps me. Such a simple, little menial task. But this dear lady needed and was conscious of the help of the Lord she needed to do such a little thing. Do we live by faith? Do we trust the Lord for every little thing that we need to do? God's word is full of His promises. But we need to exercise faith to live in the good of these promises. The promise that Paul says in Philippians 4:19 is, this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. The resource is God's resource. His promises are, I'll meet your need. Whatever that need would be, not just in terms of material need for wages and for money and for food, but strength and guidance and all that we need each one of us each day. Are we living in the good of His promises? Or are we fearful and anxious and over-anxious, not aware that God wants to meet our need? As the days, as the weeks passed, this dear widow lived in the good of God's promises. Her faith was real. I've often tried just to picture the lady beginning each new day and having breakfast and having lunch and looking to Elijah to say, would you like to say the grace again and thank God for this food? We've become even careless, I think, often as Christians in giving God thanks for our daily food. It's a matter of ritual or routine. But do we pause to say, Lord, for every provision that you've made for us, you've fulfilled your promise. Thank you. That's what the widow did. We've become so self-sufficient here in our Western society. We can live each day without faith, really, we think. But we're the poorer for such an experience. John referred to Africa and to the experience of going to meet and see African Christians who are missionaries living by faith. And they are truly living by faith. And when you go and see the faith of these dear folks, I'm so challenged in comparison to where we're at here in the West. May God help us to practice in our daily lives what it means to live in the good of His promises and to enjoy His presence. Sometimes I wonder how Colleen Reddit goes to sleep at night. She has £25,000 a month to find for the salaries of each of these 400 workers, all these school teachers and everybody that she's taken on board. She has to pray with her staff and with friends around the world that this resource will come in to meet their need. What faith is required for not only a work of this nature, but for Christian work across the world. The challenge of so many, living by faith, trusting that God would meet that need. The woman had faith in the word of the Lord. She had faith in the promise of the Lord. And the Lord fulfilled His promise to her. But I want to suggest tonight, she had faith in the power of the Lord. People with a strong faith are often tested in some incredible ways. That's been my experience. As I look back and you say to folks, I don't know if you've ever thought like this or said this, but you look on and you say, I wish I had faith like them. I wish I could live like that. But you could. God is giving every one of us the opportunity to live by faith. And those who live seriously by faith are tested again and again to deepen their faith, to strengthen their faith, and to push us to the very limit. This dear mother had one son. Can you imagine how precious this little boy was to this mother as a widow? We don't know the circumstances of her life, but it must have been painful to be left to bring up a child on her own. Our children, our families, are very special to us. This wee boy took unwell. He soon after that died. What a shock. What a reaction on the part of the mother emotionally to Elijah. We can understand that. She was angry. The tone of voice, you could just imagine. Am I being punished for my sins? Why have you come for me to go through this ordeal? And at that moment, it would appear, she had the wee boy in her arms. And she has this dead corpse in her arms. And she gives the wee boy over to Elijah. And he takes the boy from her and goes upstairs to his bedroom. Elijah then engages in earnest believing prayer. He's asking for a miracle. I've often thought of being placed in such a situation with someone who comes to you in such a need. Elijah, he's confronted with a woman emotionally very upset. He's left with a dead child in his arms. What does he do? He resorts to his bedroom for emergency prayer meeting. He asks for something that, to his knowledge, no one has ever asked before. For this boy's life to be given back. The question that we have to ask ourselves tonight is very simply this. While Elijah is upstairs engaged in desperate believing prayer, what was the mother doing? Where was she? She was downstairs waiting for an answer to his prayer and to her faith. I'm suggesting tonight, this mother had the faith to believe that she had handed over a dead child and would receive back a living child. And she waits. That is a very trying moment. When people are waiting in a hospital waiting room or in some situation where you're unsure of what's going to happen and the pressure can be on. And this woman, to my knowledge, to my understanding, Her faith was being tested to the limit. Was it real? Could she believe in a miracle? I believe she did. She waited, and with faith, the man of God reappeared with a living son in his arms. And I'm sure a smile on his face. And the relief on Elijah's part, that he was not the bearer of bad news. When we ask God in prayer for a miracle, do we have the faith to believe that God's power is able to effect the miraculous? In some ways, I'm sure in all our lives, there are some situations that seem insurmountable. There are some circumstances that you think only a miracle will alter and change this. And I have these personal circumstances right now in different ways within my family. And I've been challenged. That's why I'm preaching as I'm preaching tonight. Do I have the faith to believe that God can do a miracle? Do I have the prayer of faith that asks God to do the impossible? A woman of faith, Colleen Reddit in India, has had so many challenges down through her life. When the tsunami struck in 2005, and there's an organization that decided to go down and help down the east coast of India, all these fishing little villages that were so overwhelmed by the flood and by the water. And they went to a village called Chinnakuppam. We walked through it there. You saw it on the slide. These folks, a totally Hindu village, lost everything they possessed. The wave was so high that when it swept back out to sea, everything in their homes was taken with it. They lost their boats, their nets, all their cooking utensils, all their clothes. And when she arrived, and I had just arrived in India and asked the day before, what are you doing to help tsunami victims? She said, come with me tomorrow and you'll see. I'll never forget going to that village for the first time, these 6 or 7 years ago, and seeing the devastation. And there they were with vehicles of rations and medical people and social service people. And so they began a ministry in that village, visiting 80 kilometers from their own center in Chennai. Every week they visited, all these years. And poured the love of Christ into the hearts and into the homes of these people with rations. They replaced their boats, they replaced their nets, they replaced their utensils. And there was a commitment initially made to rebuild 34 houses, whereas the houses had been so badly damaged and they needed to be torn down and rebuilt. And the villagers said to Colleen, if you only build 34 houses, there's 140 families in this village. So which family is going to get a new house and which isn't it? We would like to ask you to build a house for every family. That seemed an impossible task. Each house, as you witnessed there, roughly it was £4,000. So it doesn't take a lot of arithmetic to work out 4 times 140. £560,000. More than £500,000. And Colleen Reddit said, by faith and by prayer, we will build a house for every family. And last year, as you witnessed, it took us these years. Last year, we went out at the end of January, and on the 4th of February, we had a dedication. When the 140 houses were completed and handed over to the village, and not a penny of debt, the Lord raised up that amount of money for that project. That's faith. That is God honoring a woman who lived by faith. Do I live by faith? Do you live by faith? Day by day, do I ask the Lord to guide me, to lead me, to instruct me, and I will obey whatever instruction and guidance He gives. And so I just finish tonight by asking this very simple question to myself first and to you. Is my faith real? For my family, for my work, for all that I'm seeking to do for Him, am I trusting the Lord that I might come week by week, wherever I'm going, next Sunday I'm back here, I have to trust the Lord He'll give me the right message. I come this morning, and on the way down I have a different message in my mind, and when I get here, the Lord says, no, preach on the second coming. I have to trust by faith that was the Lord's direction and guidance. So in my life, day by day as a preacher, I have to trust Him, be guided by Him. In your work, in your circumstances, I'm asking you tonight, friend, trust Him. Rely on Him. Call on Him through prayer and be guided by Him. And see the joy that the Lord can give. Can you imagine the thrill on the part of this dear widow woman as a mother when she took back into her arms the child that was dead? What a triumph of faith and prayer and the power of God.